Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, Rockstar. What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show, ready for another awesome show. Today we're going to talk about modeling. I'll get into it in just a second. Let me get into the other important stuff. If you're a first-time listener, be sure you head on over to everydayissaturday.com because let me tell you something right now. You ain't ever going to get any better motivation, inspiration, empowerment on how to make every day Saturday than right there, right now. Everydayissaturday.com. You think I'm crazy now? Wait till you start getting emails from me, hanging out at our live events, on our webinars. It's all good in the hood, man. Hey, I'm a ex-stuttering college dropout. Told my boss to shove it May 6, 2005. Now I host this crazy podcast every single day. You can subscribe through iTunes or just go to everydayissaturday.com and click on the podcast button. We love all our listeners from around the world. And you can hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, always on Twitter. And I will reply. I'll retweet, hashtag every day is Saturday. So, hey, what's all this about modeling? Are you a model? Do you want to be a model? This show actually has nothing to do with that right now. I just shot a YouTube video. Hey, another plug. Hit my channel, youtube.com/everydayissaturday. And I shot the video today. Literally, I just grab a mic and I let it rip. Or I'll turn on the camera and I let it rip. That's the brand. That's the message, man. That's who I am. I just hate structure so much. After being in a job and all that time, it's like literally whatever I can do to upset the apple cart, I'll do it. Okay? And hopefully you're the same way, or at least a little bit like me. You gotta be a little crazy. Like we said in the intro, abnormal stands for above normal. Okay? So you gotta be a little nutty to listen to the show, but that's good. I mean, that's the small business owner. That's the entrepreneur. So today I was in the I was shooting some videos for my podcasting membership site, teaching people how to do exactly what you're listening to right now, create a podcast. And I said, screw it. I'm going to grab the mic, or I'm going to grab the video camera, turn it around, and I'm just going to deliver a message. And it was about modeling. And the reason why I'm giving a similar message, not the same one, but a similar one, is because if you take this audio on the road with you and you can't watch the video, at least you'll have it with you at the gym, in the car, wherever you listen to this podcast. And it had to do with stuttering. Yeah. You know how I talk about being an ex-stutter? Well, the ex part of that is really important. You can be an ex-anything, which is great if you're an ex-employee, an ex-broke person, an ex-stutter. Maybe not so good to be an ex-wife or an ex-husband. I don't know. Maybe that's good, not so good, but certainly doesn't have the greatest connotation in the world, but at least you're free from whatever it was that was holding you back. I'm getting way off the reservation right now. But the word X, man, for me, being an ex-stutter is just awesome because, you know, when I was a kid, I was 8, 9, 10 years old. I was like, how many? It sucked, man. It sucked. Let me tell you, I hated it. It's not that I hated my childhood. I just hated stuttering. And what I was trying to think of how it all happened. I thought, you know, I'm modeling my older brother. And here's how that story went. I'm the youngest of 8 kids and the youngest of 5 brothers. I have 5 older brothers, 2 sisters. And one of my older brothers just stopped, literally just stopped stuttering when I was like 5 or 6 years old. And I immediately started stuttering. Like I spoke fine up until I was like 5, 6 years old or so. I'm just going off my earliest childhood memories, you know? And I remember my mom saying, like it was yesterday, she's like, oh, great. I just got your older brother to stop this, and now you're starting to stutter. Seriously? I'm raising 8 kids by myself, and you're bringing this on me? Oh, my God, was this some kind of cruel joke? I was like, I don't know. I couldn't even talk anymore. You know, I went from being able to talk to not being able to talk. And I hated every minute of it, man. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Here's the good news, though. I figured out how to just say, the hell with it. I'm just going to stop stuttering. And I used this same principle when I was 37 and broke. And I used the same principle when I was in my late 20s and wanted to get promoted. It's the weirdest thing. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. So here it goes. When I stop stuttering, and you know, I still get kind of caught, tripped up on words, as you can see, right? I just did it. But I'm not this, you know, nutty kid anymore that just used to hop up and down on one leg. And when I was in my teenage years, I said, well, this sucks. You know, there's a lot of things I appreciate the fact that I can wake up every day and I've got my health, but I sure would like to talk normal, because not talking normal when you're a teenager, it's not so cool. You know, aside from the fact your buddies rip on you all the time, you're not getting any girls, and you're certainly not going to be up in front of the English class giving a book report on nuclear energy. So, you know, imagine everything that goes on with that. So, and I had a lot to say. I had a lot to say. That's why I talk so fast now, and I talk so much, as I'm making up for all those years I couldn't speak. All those years I couldn't speak, man. So I just said, screw it, I'm done. I'm going to start modeling. And I was pretty proud of myself. I could figure this out at an early age, but I'm going to model people that talk right. That's all. I'm just going to model people that talk right. You know, no big deal. It's just, you know, I didn't say I'm going to stop stuttering. I said I'm going to start speaking correctly. So I focused on the positive, not the negative. And so immediately my speech pattern started to change, and I found myself with confidence. And look, you know, it's like the kid with acne. The acne goes away. It's like, hey, I'm pretty damn good looking. You know, you got those crooked teeth. You get braces. You take them off. You're like, wow, there's that great smile. You stop stuttering, and you're like, hey, I'm a pretty cool dude. I can speak now. I can talk to girls. I can hang out with my buddies at the basketball games, the football games, parties. I don't have to sit in the corner anymore and kind of wait for my entrance on an easy word that I can say. So it was a life changer. And then when I got into my first job, I was 22 years old. I was in telephone sales, as I mentioned on the previous show, making $9,900 base salary, $23,000 targeted earnings, and it sucked. So I said, I don't want to make 23 grand. I want to make 60 grand. That's it. I just said I want to make 60 grand. And so I started modeling people in our company that were in outside sales. They had all the freedom. You know, they got the car allowance. They got to go outside the building and call on clients, where I had to sit in a cubicle with a headset on and make outbound calls. But you got to pay your dues. You know, that's the initiation of being in corporate. But I said, I'm going to start modeling these guys. You know, if I got to wear nice suits, you know, spend 50 bucks on a tie instead of 50 bucks on an entire suit, then I'm in. You know, just tell me what I got to do. However I got to talk, tell me how I got to talk. Speech patterns. What do I need to say? Do I need to learn bigger words, better words? You know, just what do I got to do? And I learned it. And really, it was simple. You know, stop acting like you're making 20 grand was basically what I did. You know, started acting like I'm making 60. Got into work at 7 in the morning instead of getting in at 8:30. We had flex time. Come in anywhere from 7 to 9 and leave anywhere between 4 and 6 with your hour lunch. Well, why come in at 9? It's just as easy to get up at 7 and get out at 4. So it was cool. And I just changed. So when I was 24, I got promoted outside sales, tripled my income. Huh, it was easy. How'd I do it? I started modeling people that were making 60 grand. And I know some of you may be listening right now and you're thinking, dude, way too easy. I'm telling you, if you think what I just said is easy, go try it. Go tell a 22-year-old to go act like he's 35 making 60 grand a year. It ain't going to happen. It's a trigger in your head that you got to just flip the switch and say, man, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. What do you do right now? I'm asking you, the listener of the Every Day is Saturday show. By the way, Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show, station identification. If you're not a part of our community, what is up, man? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, or head on over to everydayissaturday.com and let us know you're there. Put your email in, because I want to communicate with you on a regular basis and keep you inspired on your journey to Saturday. So let me ask you a question. Can I? What do you do? How much are you making? What are you doing? How's your relationships going? Good, bad, ugly? What does it look like? Could I take your bank account right now and travel with it on stages around the world and use it as a model of what everybody should strive to do? Can I take your relationship right now and travel the world and say, hey, this is how I want you to act just like this person here? If not, why? Because the answer is, I don't want to say it's simple. It's not easy. You gotta leave your ego at the door, and you gotta have the ability to look at individuals that are right where you need to be. For me, it was about money, it was prestige, it was power. Look, I was 25 years old, 1993. I mean, come on, it was all about that. Cell phones just came out, and I wanted the best one. You know, I was driving a Honda Prelude, had the top that came off, stick shift, no air conditioning, but I got a good deal on it. Then I had an Infiniti G20, bought that in 1996, leather seats. Wow. Can you imagine? 1996, I was 28 years old, driving an Infiniti G20. Now, my buddy, who always brought me down to reality, said, hey, dude, check out the new wheels I got. He said, oh, you got the starter kit, Infiniti. That's nice. He was always busting my chops. But anyway, it was all about fame, prestige, money, whatever. I mean, look, when you're 25, 26, 28, that's what it's all about, right? When you're in a job. But then when I got to be in my 30s, I wanted to go into management, got 3 promotions in 4 years. How? Just modeled the guys at work. I figured out they never went home, never saw their wives, never saw their spouses, didn't have a life, stayed at work 24/7, worked their ass off, and got promoted, and boom, there they are. So, hey, that's what I did. Look what happened. I got promoted. I learned to be politically correct for a little while. I learned to kiss some backsides on the way up the corporate ladder. I played the game, man. I modeled, got promoted, ran a $90 million division. Realized that that was nothing but a ticket to misery, and had to get the heck out of there faster than I got into it, because these guys were all just following the leader right off a cliff. So I quit 2005, like I said, and modeled entrepreneurs. Now, I went bankrupt in between. I won't get into that. I go into that enough and all my other stuff. But, you know, I started modeling again. Les Brown, Bob Proctor, Tony Robbins, Mark Victor Hansen, whoever I could get my hands on, the CD of the day, they were in my car. I was listening to them. I wanted to model speakers. I wanted to know people who earned income passively. So I went out and I sought people on the internet that were earning income passively. Did I get caught up in a couple of, you know, scams or people took my, of course. I mean, look, you got to kiss a bunch of frogs before you find a prince. I mean, it's no big deal. I probably blew a few grand. People who just put out these stupid ebooks and stuff and sold stuff and couldn't really do it. That's okay. But I learned what not to do. And once you spot a scam from a mile away, you never do it again, right? It's not like, you know, you're ever going to do that again. And that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. That's the beauty of being a risk taker, is that you have the experience now. You got the knowledge. Like, you know when the bridge is out ahead. You know when not to go left or go right. You already know. Imagine the poor sap that's never even tried. And they go out. Let's say they get downsized, get fired, like everybody I know, by the way, that's getting downsized in their 50s or 60s. And then they got to go out and try to navigate these waters, these shark-infested waters of people online. What, are you kidding me? If you've lost money in a deal, God love you. You're way ahead of the game. You'll never let that happen again, right? You're way ahead. And trust me, for how much I've lost in the past, that should be a whole other show. I feel real good about where I'm going. But it was all about modeling. I modeled the people that were earning income online. And people very influential in my life. Here's my takeaway I want you to take from the show today. Leave your ego at the door. Don't think you know everything. All right? Go out and find people and model them. If you like the way they talk, talk like them. If you like the way they walk, walk like them. If you like the way they do audio, figure out how to do audio. You want to shoot video? Figure out how to shoot video. Maybe you want to do what I do and go on a stage and speak. Go find somebody that speaks and model them. You want to learn how to use social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, everything else under the sun? Then model people that are doing it. You know, here's the beauty of it all. Whatever you want to do, there's somebody that's already done it. Isn't that awesome? Like, success leaves clues, and they're out there for you to pick them up. You don't have to get them. I mean, you can watch American Idol tonight and just TiVo the crap out of your life and not do anything. Or you can spend some time, a couple hours here or there, and do what I do. And that's learn, you know. And then I go to the gym every day, and I got my mind, my body, my spiritual health. Every Sunday I record a spiritual podcast, not because I think I'm Jesus Christ himself. It's just because I want to give you an idea how faith plays a part in my life. Man, I'm an open book, you know, and nothing, no pretense, you know. And as you get to know me, you'll get to know that real good. But I do have a very large passion for you, your dream, and the entrepreneur. I don't have a large passion for people that play follow the leader. But don't confuse follow the leader with modeling. Modeling simply means that you're a big enough individual to say, I don't have all the answers. That person does. I'm going to take a little bit of what they're doing. I'm going to put my own flavor and I'm going to go do it. Because that's what they did. Quite honestly, that's what they did. Very rarely does anyone get a handout. There's no trust fund babies online. All right. They had to put in the same amount of time as you, come up with the same amount of failures as you, but eventually they got it. And that's the good news. You know, when I stopped stuttering, eventually I got it. I can't even tell you when I realized around my sophomore year of high school that I licked this thing, you know, that it was done. Now, it was still there. It would come back and haunt me sometimes. I couldn't say a word here. But by and large, do you know the feeling to say I'm done? I'm done with that part of my life, never to be seen again. Here's the funny part. When I was 37 years old, it came back. It came back because I went bankrupt. I found myself being that 8-year-old kid again, scared, don't know what to do, don't know where to turn, no options. 2 kids under the age of 5, another one on the way. Yeah, I went back to being that 8-year-old kid again. But then here's what happened. I remembered what I did when I was 16 years old. I said, screw it. I'm done. I'm going to go model somebody that speaks well. I learned from the experience, from the adversity that was in my life. When I was 37 years old, I said, screw it. I'm not staying down. I'm not staying in this dark place. I got to get back up. And I remember Les Brown saying, if you're down, baby, and you can still look up, then you can get up. And if you can get up, here's where I come in to say, you can make every day Saturday. I'm telling you, man, life is beautiful. Life is beautiful. The ups, the downs, the ebbs, the flows, the imperfections, the warts of it all. It's awesome. Celebrate it. Don't run from it. Embrace it. Understand right now that your latest setback is a setup for your greatest comeback. Go do it, man. Do it right now. And come back to the show tomorrow where we talk about even better stuff about how to make every day Saturday. But you got to accept who you are, man. But you don't accept where you are. My name is Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.